You are now listening to The Show with me.
Boo, it's me, Kieran. Hello, welcome to The Show. Today is Monday the 11th? Yep, the 11th. It's 9:18, 3 minutes later than I would have liked to start, but that was because a Christmas song I have never heard of was playing. Hello, Sam. You just coughed.
God bless.
Hey, yeah.
You got a cough drop?
I got several.
Yeah, several. Good to be prepared. Stop. Gabe, how you feeling? Coughs.
I'm doing amazing.
No coughs?
I don't think so.
That's a good start. Sam.
Yep.
How you feeling? Other than the coughing.
A little plugged up on the right side of my head, but overall, I'm doing fine.
Yeah. Gabe.
Yeah.
Did you sleep?
Yes.
Sam, did you sleep?
Yeah, why do you ask? Did you?
A little bit, yeah. You just seemed to have not slept when you came into the studio. You seemed very tired today.
Yeah, I've been dealing with this
sleepy guy
sinus thing for the past couple of days. It's not fun.
Sleepy little guy.
I'm not sleepy.
He's a little guy.
I don't like sleep. Sleep is fun, but sleep also sucks.
How?
You spend, on average, a third of your entire life asleep.
Okay.
That is time that I could spend doing stuff.
Being on the grind.
And however, my brain decides, nah, you're going to clock out and you're not going to remember anything for the next 7 hours.
Okay, but listen, when you're laying in the bed and it's all warm and comfy, and you clock out and you wake back up.
Yeah, it's the problem where you don't want to go to sleep, but then when you finally do, then you don't want to wake up.
Exactly.
My brain is stupid, and I hate it.
Why is that?
Because it makes me go to sleep, and then it also makes me wake up.
Exactly. You should drink down an energy drink right when you feel like you're going to go to bed.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, why
it
not?
It gives you silly dreams.
I don't like energy drinks.
I do.
I can't do energy drinks.
You can't?
They're delicious.
Can't do energy drinks.
Why not?
They taste funky.
Well, okay. Name one that tastes funky.
Red Bull.
Okay, fair enough. Red Bull does have a reputation.
Monster.
Monster gives me headaches. I can understand that.
G Fuel.
I've never had G Fuel.
I have.
Don't.
It's all right.
It's not great.
It's not up there, though.
Gamer Subs, however.
Ooh.
Hey, that stuff's
it's
not all bad.
Right. It's all right.
Pretty, it's pretty
it's
okay.
It's better.
Can we get a code?
Okay.
No.
We don't
can
have,
we be sponsored
have
a Gamer by Subs Gamer code. Subs?
I'm not sponsored by Gamer Subs. I can't give you a code.
Pretty funny if you were.
It would be hilarious if
I was.
Can you
give me 10% off at checkout? Please?
I can't offer 10% off at checkout.
What about 15% on car insurance?
Ooh.
Can you do that?
15 minutes or less can give you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yeah?
I love the lizard.
Silly little guy.
Silly
he sells
little guy.
Insurance.
Doesn't he have a podcast?
I think he's also a warmonger.
Wait, well, hold on a second. We're going to have to decide which path do we take. Do we take the warmonger path or the podcasting path? We're talking about the silly little gecko.
I think both.
Okay, well, let's start with the insurance path. Okay.
Yep.
We never should have taught that thing English.
How did it learn?
Simple. The warmongering.
Okay.
You got the entirety of
genetic
Genghis
experiments.
Khan's family.
How did it become a warmonger, though?
Well, simple. I will not elaborate further.
We should not elaborate further, but
I will not elaborate further. Why does that lizard sell insurance?
Okay, well, that's...
he couldn't sell t-shirts.
Because he can, but better question. Gabe, you said he had a podcast?
I mean, that was a funny joke because there is a guy who goes in a full, like, gecko costume. Paints his
oh,
face
I
green.
Love Geck.
Oh, yeah, the...
Geck is funny.
Therapy
is.
Gecko.
Yes.
Oh, dude.
Therapy gecko is the greatest thing that has ever happened on this planet.
I'm going to be honest, Gabe. When you said he had a podcast, I was really thinking it was like a Joe Rogan had the Geico gecko.
The Geico gecko was on Joe Rogan. That'd It'd be really good. Funny
That'd
if
be...
they got the Geico gecko voice actor on a podcast and they just had him do an episode as the gecko.
Dude, that would be amazing.
I want to do that.
We should bring the gecko.
I'm going to pay the guy who voices him on Fiverr to just, like, say horrendous things.
Oh, no.
I need him to confess to committing war crimes.
Yeah.
Please. Oh.
I, the Geico Gecko, have violated the Geneva Convention at least
3 times.
And we're going to cut it there.
Yep.
We're going to move on. How do you guys feel about sleep?
I thought you were going to ask about the Geneva Convention. I think it's all right.
I like sleep. I really do.
You love it? You hate it? How do you... I don't know.
I need a
nap. I don't know what the big deal is.
I love preparing to take a nap. I'm going to be honest.
I like taking naps, but then again, I don't really take naps that often anymore. What? I used to take a lot of naps.
Dude.
Like, all the time. Now, if I do, then I do it, like, in the middle of English class.
Dude, long car trips, yeah. Let me tell you. When you're sitting in that passenger seat, and you have nothing better
like
to do.
It's like fast travel, dude.
It is. Yeah. No, yeah, because a couple of, not even a couple of weeks ago, like last week, 2 weeks ago? I don't know.
Sleeping wake up in Mexico.
Me and my mom, we were going to my cousin's wedding, and I just fell asleep in the passenger seat. And what was a 30-minute drive felt like 10 minutes. It was.
That's a long drive, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
How
do you live in Britain? The EU?
What?
Do you live in England?
No.
How is 30 minutes a long drive?
I live in the middle of nowhere.
That's not a long drive
at all. Well, it's not, but I thought
that... A long drive is 3 hours.
No, but here's the deal, though, is
7
that entire 30 minutes got cut down to 10. A third of the travel time.
How did I make that shot?
He just
that
threw
was
a water bottle.
That was the most amazing water bottle toss.
For the listeners, I just threw a water bottle over Gabe's head and landed in the trash can.
I was scared
it was incredible.
Hit me in the head.
It would have been so funny if it hit you in the head. Oh my gosh.
I think it would have been better if it did.
It would have hit you in the head and then smacked into the mic stand. And all you would have heard was like a... And it would have been, oh, my head. No.
I love water.
I do too. Water is amazing.
Water is fun.
I honestly believe that.
I don't get the hype behind drinking other drinks. Water is peak.
I honestly believe that most problems can be fixed by just simply drinking water.
Unless it's Dasani.
Okay, that's a different topic. Bottled water is different.
You're not selling water. You're selling plastic.
Oh, yeah. I love the taste of plastic.
It's like you're selling... You're not selling... The water. You're selling the bottle. Water is free.
Now, that makes...
Not
that gives
true.
Me...
It's been sold on the stock market.
Just... Do water. You have a pond in your neighborhood?
No.
Do you have a lake near you or a pond
yes.
near you? Go grab a milk carton, empty it out, fill it up with water, and put it in a filter.
I think the geese wouldn't be happy with me.
Well, who cares what the geese think?
It's free water.
It's free geese. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, the geese are free, too. If you did not know this...
Your tax
geese,
dollars go to
the
geese.
Geese.
Take one home.
On the pond are free. You can have them. I do not recommend it.
You can.
But you can have them.
If
you,
you
should go get one right now.
If you successfully manage to tame a goose and bring it home.
I would rather tame a duck. The ducks are usually more chill with it.
Oh, yeah.
If you feed the ducks, they'll be all right. Did you say the ducks talk to you?
They ask me for lemonade.
Honestly.
Oh, my God.
That just brought back a memory.
Got any grapes?
One time you asked for lemonade.
That's it?
Yep.
That's the,
that's the end
okay.
of that joke.
Nah,
there
but,
is no joke.
You know, you
statement
can,
of fact.
You can easily tame ravens.
Yeah.
You know how easy it is?
Ravens are scary, bro.
Yeah, you can
crows
tame
are
them.
Scary.
If you make them mad, don't they hunt you down?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. But if you make them happy, they will bring you things.
Yes.
So, if you tame a bunch of ravens...
You can get them to steal money for you.
They could stay.
Go to ATMs.
Yeah.
They will take progressively shinier things and bring them to you.
I release my army of blackbirds upon the unsuspecting populace of New York City, and they come back with a bunch of Rolexes.
Oh, dude.
Maybe it's spare tire.
That's some, like, Batman villain level
dude,
stuff
I'm gonna
right there.
Do that. I'm going to do that. I think that would be really funny. As if you seen the video of the guy who released, like, hives of ladybugs in, New-
oh,
in
yeah.
Central Park.
Yeah, no. That's illegal. You can't do that.
Yeah, apparently.
It's eco-terrorism.
He got fined $500,000 for eco-terrorism for
yeah,
releasing ladybugs.
He released a bunch of ladybugs. Same with the guy that released a bunch of frogs into, like, his local neighborhood.
Yeah. And then he moved. Out? The guy moved after he got fined. He moved to Cuba.
Where
because
they can't stop him?
According to him... It's not illegal to release millions of ladybugs in Cuba.
Really?
Apparently.
Well, you heard it here, folks.
It's not really in the Constitution of Cuba.
Go to Cuba and release millions of ladybugs now.
This will affect in no way the ecosystem and the way it works whatsoever.
Cuba just like
we love misinformation. We love lying live on the air.
We made him cough so hard he laughed.
God, I feel
I think that you got those backwards.
I did not.
Dude, I feel like General Grievous with this cough, man. It's abhorrent.
Well, General Grievous had four arms.
Oh, yeah. I do have four arms. See? See?
Oh,
You put up two hands.
Two hands.
Referencing his
four
arms.
Arms.
On his arms? The
I know
part.
What he's getting at. It wasn't funny.
But
I chuckled.
Ba-dum-bum. What?
Get out. Get out right now.
What?
We don't like that here.
What? You don't? What do you not like?
Get out.
You.
Me? Then why'd you invite me on the show?
Because we wanted to bully you.
Okay.
Okay. He, like, when we're getting called on for the show, he just slaps us on the shoulder. And that's it. There's no, like, conversation. He's just like, boom.
I just go, you.
Yeah, no. He just said he was stealing me. So I came here in a paper sack, had my hands tied behind my back. I have no idea.
Yeah, these guys actually weren't in radio until I found them on the street, and then I just pulled them in.
Where am I?
At one point, I was homeless.
What?
And now you're homeless, but you're in a radio station.
It feels a little better being homeless in a radio station.
Well, yeah. You got some air conditioning.
Sam has a wife and kids at home that he hasn't seen in 3 years.
Ooh.
Let me out! Let me out!
Free my boy. Send him back.
What were we on again? Oh, yeah, eco-terrorism.
Yeah,
there we go.
Eco-terrorism.
Releasing millions of animals into the wild. Don't do that.
A crap ton of ladybugs.
You should, like, buy every lobster from every store within a 100-mile radius and teach them all sign language.
I don't think that they can speak.
I really thought you were about to say get a bunch of lobsters and release them into your local river, which you should not do that
because
lobsters are not freshwater fish.
Live there.
Do not.
However,
freshwater crabs, however, they can survive in rivers.
We need to teach other animals sign languages other than monkeys.
Imagine teaching a crab sign language.
I want to catch a squirrel and feed him Taco Bell mild sauce until he speaks Spanish.
I don't think that's how that works. Gabe, I'm just saying, I think what you will get is a
flood the food chain with marinara.
What's the sriracha sauce?
Yeah, sriracha.
Do not give an animal sriracha.
I just imagine feeding a squirrel a bunch of sriracha, and then it just like spreads like a viral infection, and then the scavenger birds are going around shouting in Spanish at people.
Oh my gosh. Instead
of the cawing of vultures as they circle a dead rodent, it's just like, I.
Dios mío.
Dios mío.
Me gusta rato.
That actually reminds me. This morning I had an amazing idea to help me with my cough and sinus issues.
Speak Spanish?
No. I made myself some green tea and I put something in it that I found the other day that is absolutely spectacular. Have you guys ever heard of hot honey? It's just spicy honey. I mixed it with the tea, and I swear.
Isn't that just honey mustard?
Yeah.
No. That is not.
Honey mustard is better.
Dijon.
I like honey mustard. Dijon mustard is weird.
No, like, it is spicy honey with, like, habanero
pepper.
So,
like, Dijon honey? You never had spicy mustard?
No. I'm not a mustard guy, my friend.
How dare you?
Mustard. Putting it on
How dare me? How
pretzels.
Dare you?
Mustard's great, dude.
No, it ain't.
I love mustard.
It's not good.
Nobody that I know likes mustard, and I hate that.
Hello. You know me.
I know Gabe.
I like
Gabe
mustard.
Likes mustard. Nobody that I know before Gabe likes mustard.
I'm the only honey mustard enjoyer.
Like, it's just
mustard.
No, my sister likes honey mustard, not regular mustard.
Like, it's just
centered the minds.
It's not my thing.
I also don't know many people who like pickles.
I like pickles.
Or tomatoes.
I'm not a potato. Hey, tomatoes are good.
I love tomatoes.
Tomatoes are amazing.
I don't like tomatoes.
I'll just grab grape tomatoes from Walmart or something, and I'll just eat a whole pack of them.
I can't do that, but that actually reminds me of another story. Uh-huh. When I was in a car trip with my grandma, she had this package of grape tomatoes. And I was like, oh, these are some funny looking grapes. She's like, yeah, they're red grapes. And I ate one. It was a grape tomato. It did not taste good. I was very upset.
Grandma caught me off guard with the red tomatos.
Yeah.
You ever had a green tomato?
A green one?
Are those the not ready ones?
No. Green, yellow, and red tomatoes are actually like things, and they taste like the same.
Stoplight, but in reverse.
Yeah.
Green means don't do it.
What?
Don't.
No, you can still eat them.
Yeah, you can eat. There's green tomatoes.
They taste good.
Yeah, but
they're just regular tomatoes. They're just a different color.
Now, red tomatoes, when they're unripe, they're green. Which, with those kinds of tomatoes, if you're picking a bunch of tomatoes and there's a couple that aren't ripe yet, and you just got a couple green tomatoes, you can pick them off and throw them at people. They act like snowballs.
Blue is not a naturally occurring color in, like, food.
In food?
In plants and vegetables and fruits, blue is not a naturally occurring color.
What about in beetles?
I said in food, like fruits and vegetables.
They made a movie about a blue beetle.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can shut up.
He's not wrong on that. He's actually got a fair point. They did make a movie on him.
Well, that's because insects and creatures can be blue, just not fruits and vegetables.
I think there's got to be at least one out there. I feel like there's got to be one.
Blueberry.
Blueberries are purple, Gabriel.
I knew you were going to do this. I knew you were going to say they were purple.
It's in the name.
That's why I didn't say it.
It's in the name.
The name is incorrect.
No,
blueberries are purple.
The outside of blueberries aren't purple.
Yes. The outside is purple. The inside is not.
The inside is purple. The outside is blue.
Have you eaten a blueberry before?
Yes, I have.
You are incorrect. You are simply wrong.
I am not.
I love blueberries. They are not blue.
Yeah, they are.
Or purple.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're purple on the outside.
No, they're blue.
The inside of them is like yellow.
What?
It's
have
you
green.
Seen the inside of a blueberry?
It's like
what kind of blueberries are you eating?
The bad
the
kinds.
Right kind.
No.
I'm going to show you right now.
Blueberries are blue.
They are
no.
blue.
Yeah, they're blue.
There are some that are blue. There are some that are more purple. But they're not like an extreme color of blue.
Look,
I don't condone violence, but I do condone turning people's lips blue. Poor blood circulation.
What?
Or really, really cold temperatures. Let me stick you in a freezer.
Okay, I really don't like the first thing that showed up when I Googled blueberry, but I'm going to say blueberry interior.
Oh, that's even worse. Like, was it the...
Look at that. That is what's inside a blueberry.
That is
not blue.
That is
not purple.
Yeah, but look at the outside.
It's like a grape.
Look at the outside.
That's purple.
That's blue.
It's purple.
He's colorblind.
This man right here does not understand what a blueberry looks like. That's not even like a normal blueberry. Inside of blueberries are purple. That's not a normal blueberry.
Dude, that is a wild blueberry. Like, that's
you're
the normal
feral
blueberry.
Blueberries. You
those are normal
it.
Blueberries.
No,
you are eating an undomesticated blueberry, my friend.
I like my domesticated.
What do you mean undomesticated?
It has not been educated. It does not understand how a blueberry is supposed to be a blueberry.
Listen, look.
2 years
the only purple you see is right on the edge. The rest of it is green.
No, that's blue.
That's inside of a blueberry.
The outside's blue.
That's inside of a blueberry. Inside of a blueberry.
Dude.
That one's white. None of it's purple.
Look at the outside.
It's purple.
It's still blue. Gabe.
Hi.
I think that this guy just...
I'm going to make him need to go to therapy after this.
He steals us from off the street, and then he commits to shout at us that blueberries aren't blue.
Blueberries
are
blue.
They're not. They're not blue.
They are. I'm not raising my voice at you.
Blueberries are not blue.
I am having a calm discussion right
blueberries
now.
Blueberries aren't blue.
Some of them are.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
We're not going to go back and forth like this.
I could go back and forth. I have.
I know that you can, Gabe, but I can't. I can't handle listening to
that.
We're
going to make the homeless man walk back out on the street because of what you're doing right now.
How do you feel about blue raspberry?
Ooh.
Blue raspberry is not a real
the
thing.
Flavor.
Exactly.
It's
and
a good
yet,
flavor.
They make it.
It exists.
Like,
somehow.
Why call it blue raspberry? It's just raspberry.
Why would they call
but
it?
But they made it blue.
Jolly Ranchers and not Happy
it's
Farmers.
It's more bitter than a regular raspberry.
I will
hate
you.
That's the one thing that is weird. What?
It's just raspberry.
It is, but
they just call it blue.
Yeah,
it's just raspberry.
They color.
Why make it blue?
Because
I don't know.
They're blue.
But they do
they
something.
They don't exist.
Raspberries look
listen,
blue.
Listen, hey, they do something to it because it's more bitter than a regular raspberry. for some reason.
Regular raspberries taste like?
It's got flavoring.
I know.
It's not
a fruit. It's weird. I know.
If you eat regular raspberry flavored anything, it tastes exactly like blue raspberry flavored anything.
That's because raspberries are raspberries.
Exactly. So are blue raspberries.
Yeah. They're all just the same raspberry.
It's the same raspberry.
We could, like, save the world with this process of thought.
True. Oh. What's another food that exists but also doesn't?
Ice cream cone.
Good job, Gabe.
I don't know what the question was.
Well, don't say an answer if you don't know what we're asking.
Did I win?
What? No, you didn't win. Minus 10 points.
Oh.
Okay. What's a food that doesn't exist? That's
chicken
a very
tender.
Gabe.
Pink lemon.
Ooh.
Pink lemonade. Yeah.
Pink lemonade. They don't have pink lemons. Those don't exist.
They don't exist.
I artificially dye all my lemons so that they look pink.
Unless
I grow my lemons in cubes so I can get square lemons.
Minecraft.
What?
Minecraft lemons.
I love stacking
my
lemons.
Gosh.
I love stacks of 64 lemons.
Licorice. It shouldn't exist.
I'm pretty sure it's real, though.
It's real, but it shouldn't. It shouldn't.
See, minus 10 points to you, and you lost.
It shouldn't exist,
but
is what
does.
I'm saying.
No.
It does, but
it does exist.
It doesn't need to.
The whole point of it is, what's a food that exists but doesn't exist? What's a flavor that exists that is based on a non-existent food?
Peppermint.
Peppermint is real.
That's a leaf.
That's not a food.
You don't eat leaves.
You can eat it.
It's an herb. It's real.
You're an herb.
Thank you. I don't...
Go back to the garden.
I don't know.
Get back in the bushes where you belong.
I will not. I will continue sitting here and discuss about peppermint because I love peppermint stuff.
I really do love peppermint.
But I'm very upset that the only time anybody ever sells peppermint anything is around winter and then after...
Mentos.
After... Okay, well...
They have peppermint Mentos.
Okay, Mentos... Mm-hmm. Mentos are good, but...
They have peppermint Mentos.
You can only eat peppermint Mentos so many times before you get tired of just Mentos.
It's the same thing with peanut butter.
Mentos. But here's the deal. It's that the moment it turns January, all the peppermint stuff disappears. For some reason. All the candy canes, because I ate it all with winter
and Christmas too much.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still buy candy canes every time of the year. You can just do that.
But you gotta, like, go digging for them, which sucks. I just want to walk into a store and buy myself.
You can just find them at CVS pretty much all the time.
They're actually underground.
I'm writing that down.
Unironically, CVS just sells everything.
Really?
Usually like bad versions of something, but the candy canes and the peppermints they have there are pretty good.
Did their pharmacy go out of business? Like, or like got shut down for a while?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
They went on strike or something because of poor conditions.
Yeah, well, that happens all the time.
No, not for places where you get your needed medications from.
I mean, it does happen.
Like once.
Any business can really go on strike whenever they want.
We should go on strike.
Why?
At the radio station?
Yep.
Easter listens to my show.
He is actively listening to us right now. He's probably plotting how to counter...
How to crush the rebellion.
Strike.
Stop our... unionization?
Yeah, he's trying to crush the rebellion.
The iron fist of tyranny will always come slamming back
down. The iron fist of Johnny, sir, head of Giant 90.9.
The radio.
Yeah, Mr. Radio himself.
He has run this
Mr.
Radio
station
for a really long time.
Yeah, Mr. WBDG.
I'd get him a bus and put that on the side. Goodness gracious. Great balls of fire.
Yep.
That was a very wonderful burp I heard out
Indeed.
In the distance. It's like that cough that you had at the beginning of the show, but slightly more.
Well, that wasn't a wonderful cough. It kind of hurt a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
It sounded like it was good, though.
No.
It did.
It wasn't.
It did.
It didn't
like
fix
it
anything, like, at all. So, anyways, back to the main subject, eco-terrorism. What funny animals should we release to the wild?
Callback post. I say grizzly bears.
Snakes.
Grizzly bears.
Snakes
is
on a plane
very...
is a movie. It was already done.
Garter snakes.
Nope. Already done.
Just not on planes.
No, we can't do it.
On a train.
Ooh.
On a train.
The sequel.
On a boat.
Snakes on a train.
Snakes on a boat.
What about
snakes driving the boat?
Snakes driving
Listen,
a train.
What about snails?
Rick and Morty already did that.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, fine then. What's a silly little animal that we could just mass produce?
Foxes.
Foxes?
I was thinking the same thing, actually. Maybe werewolves.
Foxes are kind of wacky.
They're a little odd.
They're a little goofy.
They jump. They...
Dolphins?
They screech.
They do screech for some reason. It's like a terrifying screech. It's not
they
like
sound like birds chirping.
They do.
And they're weird.
They're very strange.
I like foxes, though. They're cute.
They're fluffy.
I want a fox.
You gotta get a license for that, though.
I just convinced them to come into my home. I asked them, can you come over? And they say, sure.
Yeah. That's what people do with raccoons.
We should do raccoon army.
Yeah, raccoon army. We'll put together an army of raccoons and we'll feed them like cotton candy or something.
And you also need a sauce. License for that one, too. Same
with...
Uh-huh.
The
same
license
with,
is really easy to get, though.
Same with skunks.
You need a kennel license for having more than three pets.
Yeah. That's why we have five animals in my house. So
they're not supposed to know.
We have the kennel license.
Oh. How do you get that?
You ask.
I want a fish, but like that would be too many pets.
That what? You don't need a kennel license for
it's a
have,
fish.
I already have two cats and a dog.
You can put
fish don't apply.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Do you take your fish for a walk?
Yes.
He just puts the bowl on a skateboard. just rides it around.
Come on, Globe Globe, let's go for
you
a
know
ride.
The guy that
no,
gave
Globe
snakes
Globe.
Legs.
What?
Oh yeah, that.
It was a YouTube video.
Alan Pan
yes.
giving snakes legs. Yes,
Mr.
I've seen
Engineering
that.
Man.
Yep.
Why did he do
what if
that?
I did that for my
he
fish?
Wanted them to be world dominant.
Well, they don't need legs.
But the fact that he gave them legs means that they are now way more dangerous.
Only
it's
if
like
they
an
didn't...
alligator minus like the external part. External? External?
What are you rambling about?
Like alligators are just snakes with legs.
No.
And bigger.
No, lizards are snakes with legs.
Yeah.
Snakes are lizards without legs.
What if I gave my lizard snakes?
What? What are you on about, Gabe?
You gave your lizard snakes?
It's a ghost.
Yeah, Trey's here. What do you want?
I don't understand, Gabe.
I think he's very upset that I'm talking about scary lizards with legs.
Ignore him. I'm
yeah,
just trying to figure out
speak of
how do
lizards?
You how do you come to the conclusion that a crocodile is just a snake with legs? Because it's not.
I lost
they're
my train
bigger
of thought
than that.
Like 3 minutes ago, and I've just been going off ever since.
Recommendation, don't do that. Because
lizard
becomes very difficult to like realize what you're trying to think about if you just...
Pyramid, can you turn around realizing. And read that
what
little...
What does that thing say?
Little note. Oh
my god,
away.
He's just...
I can't read. Okay. Well, moving forward.
Yep, we'll ignore that. I have no idea what he was talking
we
about.
Could...
Anyway, snakes with
snakes
legs.
Snakes with legs.
We have our first
Komodo deer. Dragons. They're terrifying.
They eat deer.
They do eat deer, which is terrifying.
I don't really... That's a little... Aren't we like the size of a deer?
Yep.
Yep.
They can eat us.
Yep.
Very easily.
Komodo dragons are big.
They are cool, though.
They are
they
sick.
They are so cool.
Do they lay eggs?
Yes. They're lizards. Yeah. Gabe, did you not pay attention in biology?
No.
They're reptilians.
Okay, so I didn't take that biology class.
You
I took
can,
FFA.
Fun fact, you can own a Komodo dragon. It's
without
not legal, but you can.
Oh. Don't. So don't. Do not get yourself a Komodo dragon. You
I
will
train
probably,
him to attack
pro
people.
Pro tip, you can own every creature on Earth. It just might not be legal.
It just might not be a good idea to do it.
I don't
physically,
think you can own
every creature on the planet. However, it is not legal.
Another cool lizard, Gila monsters.
Gila monsters.
Those things are sick. Like, they're the pattern on them. And they just look bulky.
I like bearded dragons.
The ones that drink water when
they
pour it on them?
I think it would be funny if bearded dragons were, like, way bigger.
What if we just size up every animal?
I think it would be way funnier.
Oh, yeah. No. Could you imagine a 12-foot frog?
Yes, dude. And I would love that.
I'd name him Frog.
Well done, Gabe. Well done.
Put him in a school.
Shmebulok, the destroyer of worlds.
Dude, I would vibe with a...
Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster?
Ticketmaster.
That's the frog's name.
Reebok.
Reebok.
Just like set up the frog in front of a theater. Just
behold my toad, Oscar Riedenbacher. Or
he
Orville
is,
Riedenbacher.
He is the Ticketmaster.
He will take your tickets for the film of... What movies are going on right now?
I have no idea.
Sonic.
Sonic?
Sonic's not out yet.
Sonic
isn't the new Ghibli film out?
The new Ghibli film?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Just drop your seat. You just got like really, really short all of a sudden.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, but now nah, seriously though.
He's like falling.
The Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
There's a new one that just like came out of nowhere.
And it was sick.
I haven't gone to see it yet.
Did you get to see it?
No.
Ooh.
It just looked really cool.
Yeah, they made him pink. They made Godzilla pink.
Wow. Mm.
And they gave King Kong like a metal arm.
King Kong's not in that one.
He isn't?
No.
I could have sworn I saw a scene.
Minus one, he's not in that.
Oh. Then I don't know where I saw it. Maybe that was just a trailer for another movie.
It was Fortnite, dude.
What?
It was the new Fortnite update.
Oh, my.
They're leaking it.
Gabe.
Fortnite has Peter Griffin. That's a thing.
That is a thing.
Why did they do that?
Didn't we have kaiju, though?
We had one kaiju.
Yeah, and a giant mecha.
And a giant
mecha. Pacific Rim in Fortnite.
Yeah, we did have Pacific Rim in Fortnite.
Kind of.
So why can't we, like...
I mean, it wasn't exactly, but...
No.
It was close. Exact.
It wasn't canon, but it was kind of cool.
It was pretty cool.
It was like...
Gypsy Danger is in Fortnite now, everybody. You can play Fortnite as a giant robot and win every game.
Dude, I want a new Pacific Rim movie so bad.
I would as well. However, I think that they should probably go off of the...
First movie? Not the second movie?
No, listen. Go off of the second movie because they set up a whole thing of, hey, let's send the robots into the alien planet.
But they better do it good.
They have to do it good.
They got
to
do it better than the second one because...
Yeah, because we do not speak of the second one.
You just talked about it, though.
No, I didn't.
You just ruined the entire plot for me. I didn't know that they went to the
second
alien world.
The second movie could have done...
They hadn't yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
The end post-credit scene was, hey, we're going to go there. And then they never did.
Mm-hmm.
It's like dropping...
They made an animated series and everything, and they never did.
I feel like... Okay. The second movie... could have done so much better with a little bit of better writing.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the only main massive
problem. I really
liked
the idea of Newt. Hey, now I'm absorbed by a giant alien
brain.
Yeah.
Like, it could have done so many good things. It had so much potential, but it really didn't do well with it.
Can we recast one kaiju with cats?
One major thing I really liked.
That would be really cool.
The big thing I really liked about those films was like the Jaegers becoming kaiju.
That was
so sick looking.
That was pretty sick.
But then
they did that in the animated series as well.
They did?
And they did it well.
I gotta watch it then.
Pacific Rim The Black is on Netflix.
I gotta watch that.
It's based in the Australian outback.
Oh.
And yet none of the characters have an Australian accent, except for one.
That is funny.
The main villain has an Australian accent.
Of course, it's the... Why the villain?
Because the Australians are absolute psychopaths that choose to live in that country.
It is. It is an insane place to live.
Like, why would you choose to live there? If you choose to live there, you are just... That is such a power move.
Can we take a trip to Australia together?
No.
Like, as a class?
I don't want to.
The biggest power move of all time is moving away from the United States or Canada and into Australia.
Just to fight.
That's a power move.
Yeah, because
they drive on the side of
everything
road.
Wants to kill you.
You are upping the difficulty, and if you manage to survive, hey, congratulations.
I think it's kind of funny that British people are all like, "Oh, Americans drive on the wrong side of the road," even though they're like the one country that drives on the left side of the road.
Yeah.
And Japan.
Yeah.
That's
maybe
like
Russia too.
No, Russia drives everywhere.
Wow.
Road is road.
Lines.
Road is the road.
In
it
Russia,
doesn't matter which side of the
in
road
Russia,
you're on.
Road is road.
Bumper cars.
No.
Bumper cars.
No.
Bumper cars.
Do not play bumper cars.
Italy is at the left or the right side?
Italy's right.
Italy
Literally
is.
Every country except like
Britain and Japan.
Wow. Drives on the right side of the road.
What about,
and Britain are all
Australia
like,
drove on the
no,
left side too.
They
really?
Drive on the right side of the road.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Guys, I can take my car to Australia.
I think Australia drives on the left side of the road.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure.
Nope.
How long is a ferry trip between the US and Australia?
Long. They don't do ferry trips.
Yeah, no.
How
far.
Do I get my car over there then?
Dude, that's several nautical miles, my friend.
At least six.
That's okay.
Yes.
They don't do ferry trips between those two countries.
Oh.
Can you give me a list?
Seven?
Well, India, Australia.
Oh my God, I'm wrong.
I mean,
oh no, I'm wrong.
Hey, Kieran, what have you done?
India.
Yeah, I know.
Yep, this is the second time.
Misinformation, woohoo! Episode 2 of Misinformation Mondays.
You're taking my idea, man.
Shut up.
He took mine.
I'm looking up a list.
He took it and put it on a Monday. Mine was on Thursdays.
Tomfoolery Thursdays.
Tomfoolery Thursdays.
Trickery Thursday.
Hold on. Countries that drive on the left side of the road.
Okay, well.
Can we get a number on how many do?
Well, we need to compare how many countries drive on the left side of the road to how many drive on the
right. There are 163 countries that drive on the right side of the road.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
Well, 76 drive on the left.
So we're winning.
So I am very wrong.
So.
But we are also winning.
So
that's like six countries.
You're right and wrong.
About 30% of the population.
We're on the right.
Oh, and also, all of them are former British colonies.
Wow. Ah.
So that explains
it. Were we a former British colony?
Well, yep.
Well, for a while, then.
Wait, and we drive on the right.
Mm-hmm. But it's just a trend that all of the countries that do drive on the left side of the road are former British colonies.
Where's our monarch?
So it's coincidence. The president. So it's coincidence.
It's coincidence.
Ah.
Correlation, not causation.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's our second queen?
I don't think we have one of those yet.
We need queen round two.
We're not. Gabe, we're not from Britain. We don't have a queen.
The queen didn't win the gulag.
I'm really sad.
Let's move forward.
Yes.
I miss her.
She didn't really do much.
She was a public figure.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm going to put her picture on my wall.
Congratulations,
Gabe. Gonna do a Tommy in it.
You can do that. You can find, like, oil paintings of the queen.
Not even oil paintings. You can just find, like, photos on posters.
Oh, yeah, you could do that, too. I just think it's... You can just buy an oil painting of the queen.
But why buy an oil painting of the queen when you could buy a wax model of the queen?
I want a realistic...
A wax model? Where are you going to put that?
Basement.
In the basement?
Let it melt.
Absolutely terrify anybody who breaks into your house?
Yeah. Just like, oh my god, it's the queen. She's back.
Oh.
I do that with, like, Dark Souls figures.
Gabe.
Like, have Solaire just in your basement. Praise the sun.
He's protecting my basement.
I would love a life-sized model of, like, any Dark Souls villain. Just because they're all huge.
The Lord of Cinder just in your basement.
What about Lava Chameleon?
Oh, or Yorm, the giant.
Get the guys from Elden Ring.
Oh.
The Ghast from Minecraft?
No, the Elden Beast.
How would you fit that in your basement? You wouldn't.
Can we get all the tree sentinels in one room?
No.
I think that would be hilarious. I want to see life-size statues of Dark Souls bosses.
Oh, no.
Dude, just like any Souls game.
Have you seen the Evangelion, like, life-size model, whatever?
Yes.
The Gundam, yeah.
Yeah.
That massive thing. It is cool.
We could get that versus all the Elden Ring bosses.
It would win. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. It's a giant machine versus magic. So, which
one? Magic versus machine is always a good plot.
I want another Souls game that's, like, instead of magic, it's just a bunch of robots.
Steampunk.
Does he know about Armored Core?
Ooh. Armored Core is definitely not a Souls-like. I have Armored Core.
It is
definitely not a Soulsborne.
It's not at all.
Bosses.
It's funny that they're from the same company.
It's FromSoft, but it's not even close to a Souls game.
The first boss took me 3 hours to finish.
Same, actually.
I was sitting there sweating.
I haven't beaten it yet.
I clipped it 18 times on where it killed me. I recorded it for over 2 hours trying to beat that boss.
Actually, wait a minute. What did you say you wanted? Like a Souls-like that did what again?
Robots. Just robots.
Lies of P.
Ever heard of...
Other than Lies of P.
Ever heard
still
of
magic.
Ever heard of a silly little game known as Metal Gear Rising Revenge?
That's not a Souls-like.
It's not.
Isn't
I'm just
where
trying to...
The guy climbing the ladder comes from?
What?
No.
No.
That's Dark Souls.
That's a different game.
No. The one that, like, climbs it to music for, like, 20 minutes.
No.
That scene.
That's...
I need to look up the song.
I think... Gabe, I think you're losing it.
I think you are losing
it. I'm crossing my path.
You
are. I'm thinking of Snake.
You're thinking of a different game.
Metal Gear Rising is just Raiden climbing a ladder.
You spend $20 on a brand new PS2 game. You're just ready to play this brand new game. You're so excited. and it's just a dude climbing a ladder.
Yeah, because the PS3 has no games.
Mm-hmm.
Snake Eater.
PS3 has no games.
Can we play Snake Eater? Do we have that in the
system?
Those
are going to be my... I don't have Snake Eater in the system. Those are going to be my last words. So. I want that on my headstone. PS3 has no games.
PS3 has no games.
They really... Okay, PS2 games.
I want on my head. What do you want on your headstone?
My headstone?
I didn't like him.
What?
Gabe didn't like me.
Ouch. I don't know. I'd probably have like a... Can I just have my headstone be a bench with a barbell?
That would be funny. Gabe, what do you want on your headstone?
Probably got lost in Walmart for the last time. They left me unattended. Mom let me go to the bathroom and then wasn't there when I came out.
that was always a terrifying.
I'm just gonna put,
I always had to use the bathroom as quick as I could.
Mine's just going to say Minecraft came out in 2009, not 2010. I don't know why. I want it to be a stupid game fact. That's what I want.
What's It'll your be, senior like quote going to be?
My senior quote?
Yeah.
PS3 has no games.
Oh, senior quote? I'm probably... This is one I've been thinking up for a while, but I think I'm going to use it. Life is like making a pizza. Before you get saucy, you got to roll in the dough.
Wow.
Hey, that's, what's your senior quote going to be?
I don't know yet, but I do know what my little like pursuing job thing is going to be.
Which is?
Vagabond therapist.
Vagabond
That is therapist. Unique.
I'm homeless, but I give good hugs.
Okay.
All right. We're running out of time. We are out of time, actually. This has been an episode.
I'm dying.
I don't remember which episode, but it has been one.
He's going to kick us back out on the street.
Yep. You're gone. Anyways. Are
you going to see my family again?
No. Anyways, thank you for listening to the show. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.